Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 10th from Isaiah chapters 6 and 7. Isaiah was a young man when he received his vision of God on his throne in the heavenly court. I can relate. Certain key experiences in my early adulthood have tended to shape and inform my perspective on everything I have since experienced. Having a taste, a touch, a momentary glimpse of the immensity of God will do that to a person. So it was with Isaiah. His life was permanently altered by this encounter with the God he served. Our reading today spans a time period of about 20 years. Two kings of Judah have lived and died in that time, Uzziah and Jotham. A third, Ahaz, is some years into his reign and is facing what appears to be utter ruination at the hands of fellow Israelites and one-time allies, the Syrians. Judah is in great peril. Yet that vision of God that Isaiah had as a young man, well before any of the events at hand, made him strong and bold in the midst of the perilous season, so much so that he openly and publicly rebuked King Ahaz for his cowardice and lack of faith in the God of Judah. Isaiah knew from experience that God is holy, terrifying, immense. Isaiah saw himself and his people as unclean, unfit, and unworthy. Yet the Holy One reached down and made him clean and fit and worthy. God warned Isaiah that his future would include heartaches galore, raising a family in the midst of the swirling madness of a nation reeling from judgment, yet never once would he or they be abandoned by God. God reiterated his long-ago pledge never to leave his people, even when they did not believe him. Even when everything was gone, ruined, destroyed, God would leave a root, a stump, in Israel from which would grow the most enormous and fruitful tree ever seen. God took on the name Emmanuel, which means God with us, embodied in the one to come, the one to be born of the Virgin in a distant time beyond the sight of Isaiah's day, when no one of importance believed it would happen. Except men and women like Isaiah, who had been deeply smitten by the majesty of God. Grab hold of the majesty of God. Believe in Emmanuel that he sent to make you clean and fit and worthy. That will sustain you like no other experience. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.